environmentalists have called on the government to back biodiversity and conservation rather than extractive projects during public hearings of a Senate inquiry into emerging industries across northern Australia. The inquiry is looking at economic opportunities from critical minerals, export industries, defence initiatives and renewable energy, among other sectors. In Darwin, Northern Territory Environment Centre Director Dr. Christy Howie said the area is home to some high-value landscapes, including the largest intact savanna ecosystem. She urged the government to invest in protecting these landscapes and associated industries like tourism, fisheries and local economies.
Spending on nature protection in comparison to other industries remains a really tiny fraction of Commonwealth expenditure and is projected to decline. At the same time, we do see significant funding commitments for projects that do harm nature and climate. I can name a litany of projects across northern Australia that have not stacked up. Project Sea Dragon, the Darwin Shiplift, the stalled Middle Arm Industrial Hub, and these illustrate the risks of this kind of development.